Terry's daughter Michelle, just 2 years old at the time of his death, continues work on a documentary about her dad. You can find more information on that project at terrycath.com. Still more to come here on this July 4th special celebrating the music of Chicago, how the band moved ahead without Terry Kath, the solo projects from a few of the guys, and we'll check in with how the band sounds today. So please stick around.
You're hearing this program thanks to the Friends of the Topiary Park, presenting their PBJ and Jazz Summer Series. The next concert in the series features the Kristen Eubanks Band on Saturday, July 13th, following Family Story Time at 11 a.m. PBJ and Jazz concerts are one-hour interactive concerts introducing jazz and American music to children and their families. They're held at the Topiary Park in downtown Columbus. More information is online at jazzartsgroup.org.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly, formerly the band Chicago from the 80s and the 90s. You're listening to Still Making Us Smile, the music of Chicago, on Central Ohio's NPR station 90.5, WCBE, FM, and HD Columbus, and 106.3 in Newark.
This program on Central Ohio's NPR station is brought to you in partnership with Shadowbox Live, presenting the monthly Music and Mead listening room concerts and mead tastings in the Backstage Bistro at Shadowbox Live, 503 South Front Street in the Brewery District. This session features Columbus songwriter Joey Hendrickson with Sarah Potenza on Tuesday, July 9th at 7:30 p.m. Details are online at sbxbackstagebistro.com.
Chicago would carry on, but with a much different sound. As Robert Lamb once said, when Terry was no longer with us, we were no longer Chicago. The band would gel again, though, with the arrival of producer David Foster and the musical talents of Bill Champlin, who joined Chicago in 1981. The release of Chicago 17 in 1984 became the band's best-selling record. Maintaining the success of 17 would be tested with the departure of Peter Cetera, who began his solo career in the fall of 85. To replace Cetera, the band chose Jason Scheff, who not only could sing the songs, but also played bass. It really didn't miss a beat in terms of hits on the next two CDs. But similar to what happened as the original seven members were peaking, the record company pressured the band to record hits, namely ballads, and sustain the success, while the musicians wanted to try something new. They entered the studio in 1993 with that goal. Singer and guitarist Dwayne Bailey joined the band in July of 86. His studio break came when the producer accidentally heard something Bailey had been doodling with on one of those long bus rides.
Ginger Baker had a band called Masters of Reality, and they'd just done an album at that time called Sunrise on the Suffer Bus, and I loved the word Suffer Bus. I couldn't use it in the song, but I loved the way it flowed. And so I thought, Sisyphus, Suffer Bus, Sisyphus. So I turned that concept into a pop tune.
In Greek mythology, Sisyphus had been cursed to roll a huge stone up a hill, only to have it roll back down just before reaching the pinnacle. In many ways, the story mirrors Chicago's career and the decision by Warner Brothers to shelve the record. Bailey agrees.
Having great success, especially down in Chicago, who've gone up the hill, come back down, gone up, come back down, you know, they've done it over and over, so it's kind of a freaky coincidence, you know, and maybe a little bit of subconscious synchronicity or something, but yeah, it's there that it wasn't intentional or anything. I think that it had been intentional, it may not have come out the way it did, but I'm still blown away that they recorded it. You know, it was such a long shot, you know, the subject matter, the title, who wrote it, who sang it, all that stuff, you know, the odds were way against it, and then to have it put in a vault, it's an amazing thing.
Stone of Sisyphus finally saw the light in 2008, thanks to Rhino. Here's the title track with Bailey leading the way on vocals and guitar.
Thank you.
Bailey's convinced Inside Business Politics prevented the album's immediate release. There's one other incredible story out of those recordings. As Bailey grew up in a family of musicians in Kansas, Chicago's Jason Scheff experienced the life of a musician on another level. Scheff's dad, Jerry, also a bass player, worked with Sammy Davis Jr., Neil Diamond, Johnny Mathis, and others. The elder Scheff would eventually become part of Elvis's touring band. Bailey explains the crafting of a special song from Jason to Jerry.
Oh, yeah, I got to play on that tune, and I watched it evolve, and it's that bittersweet thing of being able to turn on TV and see your dad with Elvis. You know, when he would turn the TV on, he was turning it on to see his dad. Elvis kind of went over his head, you know. He was glued to his dad, and you can only imagine what it was like, and that's how the whole theme of the song came about. And then Jason was going to surprise his dad, Jerry. He played the music for him, but didn't let him, you know, because he wanted his dad to play on it as well. So his dad played on some of it and probably went, "Wow, that's really pretty." He had no idea it was about him. And I think at Christmas or something, Jason turned him on to the whole thing, I'm sure they had an amazing moment. And, you know, they had flown to Nashville to record Elvis's backup singers, the Jordanaires, on the song. So you've got Elvis's backup singers, and you've got Elvis's bass player, and you've got Elvis's bass player's son. And I love stuff like that. You know, it's real, it's genuine, it's not fake, it's not written to sell records. You know, it's very heavy, very deep tune.
Let's talk, just you and me. For once, just let me be the little boy you used to know. Relive that summer's bliss, 'cause there came no more like this. Those were the days, the days when love was still in the stars. All I ever dreamed of being is what you are to me, bigger than Elvis. And for all the missing years, a memory reappears, bigger than Elvis. I saw you on TV, the king you were to me. Could you feel me watching you? At times my heart got loud. Only heroes are allowed to run free. For all the missing years,
While Chicago was trying to break new ground, Peter Cetera enjoyed tremendous success as a solo artist. He still performs occasional concerts, often backed by orchestras. He explained why in this 2004 interview before a show in Salt Lake City.
I mean, I've been lucky. You know, I had enormous success with Chicago, and then I had basically my second career as a solo artist since 1985. I'm not one to go out a lot and travel a lot and tour a lot. And when the orchestra thing came along, it was unique enough that it got my curiosity enough that I wanted to try and see what it was like.
From a 2004 symphony show, If You Leave Me Now, Chicago's first number one hit, Chicago founding member Robert Lamb has also done some side projects over the years. Lamb has put his work with Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys and Jerry Beckley of America among his proudest moments. It's a song Lamb wrote for his old friend Terry Caff from the Beckley-Lamb-Wilson compilation. This is Feel the Spirit.
Are you sitting down? The voice of reason asked. Oh, and my knees were shaking. My heart was breaking too. Then the news came in, help me with my soul. Go on and hurt a friend. Oh, it only took a minute. Oh, but I like you to begin it. From my ear to my brain, it's a torturous room. I can't say how many nights I cried, but just a moment. From the light, and your dream should have come true. Can you feel the spirit?
Feel the spirit.
Feel the spirit.
Feel the spirit.
Dawn breaks over the water. Can you feel the spirit?
Feel the spirit.
New day has come to life. Gentle friend, the years passed so fast. All the pain was such a load. There was no joy in playing. Oh no, and no sense in staying. Now it's not disturbing the peace with you. Like a missionary in the jungle. And I guess it's something to survive. Now we open up the heart. Make it beat again.
Can you feel the spirit?
Can you feel the spirit?
Can you feel the spirit?
Feel the spirit. Dawn breaks over the water. Can you feel the spirit?
Feel the spirit.
The most recent member of Chicago to do some solo work is drummer and founding member Danny Serafin, who parted ways with the band in 1990. Serafin reunited with Bill Champlin, who left Chicago in 2009 after nearly 30 years with the band. And Bill's son Will sings lead on three tunes, including this one. It's the title track from the new CD by Serafin's band California Transit Authority. Here's Sacred Ground.
Yeah.
sometimes to see the light when you think you've seen it all. Woke up one day and saw the flame, naked and alone. It doesn't matter who's to blame or what we think we own. I see the way it should have been, fast awake. Now I've come full circle and I am finally home.
latest from Danny Serafin's band, California Transit Authority. Full Circle, a song about Serafin's departure from Chicago and his finding music again with CTA. Bill Champlin on lead vocals on that one. And Mark Bonilla and Will Champlin traded vocals on the last song, Staring at the Sun. We're almost out of time on this special. Still ahead, though, how the band sounds today, and one more song from Terry Caff. This is Still Making a Smile, the music of Chicago on WCBE Columbus.
This program on Central Ohio's NPR station is supported by COSI, featuring Mythbusters, the explosive exhibition, now at COSI, where the truth behind some of science's most popular myths is revealed. Mythbusters, the explosive exhibition, features authentic props and gadgets direct from the Mythbusters set, a dozen hands-on experiments, and a live myth-busting demonstration by COSI's myth-busting facilitators. More information is online at cosi.org.
Chicago continues to tour, playing a free show at Dublin Kaufman's football stadium this evening. Robert Lamb, Walt Perezader, Jimmy Panko, Lee Lochnane, along with Jason Scheff, guitarist Keith Howland, drummer Tris Imboden, and keyboardist Lou Pardini are the featured members. All indications point to the band releasing some new material and letting fans catch a glimpse of the process. A sample of a new song the band recently posted online. And speaking of free, here's a song appropriate for today. It features Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire on stage together from a 2004 concert. We'll close the show by heading back to the early days with another song that fits July 4th well. It came from a movie the band appeared in. Yes, a movie in 1973 called Electra Glide in Blue. The song also closed out the credits in the final Miami Vice episode in 1989. It features the soulful voice of Terry Kath and the lyrics of the band's producer, Jimmy Guercio. Thank you so much for listening to Still Making Us Smile, the music of Chicago. We close the show with Tell Me.
Tell me. About the sun, tell me about the rain, just how